Welcome to The Hitch, week 4. Hi.
Hi. It's day 26.
Which is wild. We're rolling up on the halfway mark.
I don't like that. Like, don't say that. Take it back.
Okay, I take it back. Yeah. I take it back. There's a little kitty that just walked.
Yeah, there's like a little feral
looks a little wild.
Campground cat seems hanging out.
Yeah.
It's under 100 degrees.
It's 99 degrees.
So it feels great out here.
So we're taking this opportunity to be outside.
Yeah, we're sitting sitting on a picnic bench a few sites away from ours because a big old Class A just pulled in.
Yeah, we have a new neighbor, and they're like out there hooking up all their stuff. So
be having some hookup issues. So yeah, they're kind of in our front yard right now. But
I kind of feel like I'm walking through molasses. Still, it's just the slowdown from the heat.
Yeah, but
today,
most of today, we were not hot at all.
No, we were 56 degrees,
chilling
underground
inside Carlsbad Caverns.
Whoop whoop!
It was great.
One
not just because it was cool.
Best places.
It
on
really
Earth.
Is.
It really is. It's remarkable.
All of us were talking, and it was like, you know, it's easily top 5 best national parks.
Easily.
A good case could be made for it being in the top spot.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It is.
And boy, did it feel like a slice of heaven.
Man, it felt
today.
So good.
It was like 103 degrees or something when we went down, and then it was, you know, almost half that. It was so great. Like, I brought a sweatshirt, and, you know, I brought a sweatshirt for our little guy, and I put one on him, but I didn't even put one on.
No.
I was just like, soak this up.
So, Carlsbad Caverns is an enormous cave system. But it's not just enormous in the length of it or things like that. It is enormous in the size of the spaces that you can walk through.
Caverns. Emphasis on the cavern part.
Yeah.
It's like massively high ceilings.
At what point? It was
hundreds of feet tall.
There's one part where the ceiling is 300 feet above you.
Yeah, 300 feet. Which I love because I like caves a lot, but like we went to the Wind Caves National Park last year, which was incredible, and I loved it.
But it was very tight.
But it was very tight. Yeah. There were moments where I was like, if this gets any smaller, I'm going to have a problem.
This is not a problem.
One of my favorite things to do is walk into the natural entrance too, which is like it's a asphalt paved, but you know, not, I don't want you to think it's a road. It's like a path paved. Quite steep.
Yeah.
Would not be for someone who has walking issues at all.
Yeah.
Like there's an elevator you can take if it's a problem to walk on steep terrain, because it's definitely kind of steep. And you walk down like a mile and a half or so.
And emphasis on the down.
Down. You go down 700 feet.
Yeah. You just keep going and going and going. And as soon as
I think
you
it's 750.
Like, yes, 750 something
incredible.
Feet down.
So it's a slow mile and a half. I was like, a mile and a half is nothing.
Yeah.
Whoop. And it took us a long time. But here's the deal. Everyone walked it, including the little guy.
Yeah, 4-year-old.
He was like, now that I'm 4.
Yeah. He was
like,
all, we're adventuring. We were like, yeah, we are. But
he did it. It was great.
It is a remarkable descent because you start in the hot, hot desert.
Yeah. Crazy hot desert with like cactus everywhere.
Yeah. You descend into this opening in the ground.
It's a dark, giant cave opening.
Yeah.
And today there were these birds, I don't know what kind of birds they were, that were just like flying like crazy. Like kind of how the bats fly when they come out, but they obviously weren't bats because it was the daytime. And so it was kind of like chaotic going down. They were like flying all over the place, and it gets dark fast.
Yeah, it gets dark fast, and it starts to just blow your mind really quick.
Yeah, you're like, I'm walking into a giant hole in the earth.
Yeah, and like, and I'm seeing things that don't even seem like they can be real.
No.
You know, just these rock formations and things like that. And then there's just that point where there's actually a sign that's like, from this point on, if there were not lights on,
it would be pitch black
because you are no longer, there's no more natural light at all. And that's like 1/8 of the way in.
Yeah.
And then you just keep going.
Well,
and
it's
pretty
dark anyway, yeah. Like the pathway, your eyes adjust, but it, yeah. Actually at first I was like, oh, I'm kind of surprised it's this dark, yeah. You know?
It's lit, but it's very artfully lit, and yeah. It's sort of like stage lighting,
yeah,
you know, like
it's beautiful.
These
like lighting
dim lights
up
off
different...
in corners, lighting up really dramatic.
Stalactites yeah. And stalagmites and stuff.
But not much of it.
No.
Definitely your eyes start doing a lot of the
yeah,
work.
Yeah, and once you're in there for a while, it's kind of wild. You're like, I could just stay down here
yeah.
For a while. get a little cave feral. We were like, what would we
Man,
eat,
I was
though?
Ready.
And water would be a problem.
I was ready. I was like, we could just hop and live behind that
it
rock
was
over
so
there.
So nice
it
and
felt
cool.
So good.
I really think they should have like a nap room.
Yeah.
I would
be
so into that. Like,
well,
nap,
I think that's
700
like
feet.
Back in like turn of the century, a lot of caves were like,
yeah.
You know, come.
Well, they
and,
used them for food, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, to cool food.
But no, but like they were like,
oh,
come and like fix your, you know,
oh, like medicinal
rheumatoid
kind of stuff.
Arthritis and stuff, you know?
I was ready.
And I get it. Like, yeah. Yeah, I was really ready for a nap in there. But you just go, and it is a place that fails a podcast.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to describe it.
Almost indescribable.
Adequately. It's otherworldly.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean,
is.
There are times when I'm like, I'm inside an asteroid. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like that's what it would look like.
Or they're... Yeah.
Or I'm on another planet exploring, or I'm underground.
Yeah.
Like, there are definitely moments where you're like, I am under the ground.
Or just moments, I think especially with the lighting, but also with the just eye-popping unreality of it all. There are
right.
Multiple moments where I had to remind myself that I was not in a line at Disney or something.
Right.
You know, where it's just
could...
like, it feels fake.
Right, you're like, oh, this is real.
It is completely real,
especially when you see something that's like 300 feet high,
or like there are these
like a towering
stalagmites that are enormous. There was one area is called like the Garden of the Giants or something, and one of them was like 36 feet tall or
yeah.
72 feet tall or something, and it was just like, this is bigger than
you feel like
most
a tiny
buildings.
Speck in a yeah. good way,
and it's just a rock that was formed by water dripping down, you know,
right.
over
limestone or
thousands
whatever.
And yeah. thousands of years. And uh-huh. it just, every, you know, you're on these really windy, well, so you do this big descent and you get down to what's called the big room.
And again, there's an elevator.
Yeah,
if
there
you want to just go straight down.
Which is also wild. It's like there's
yeah,
an elevator that goes 750 feet straight down into the earth. But you get into this area called the big room where the descent stops, and there's sort of a path that's almost 2 miles long that rings the entire big room. And it is this kind of windy path, you know, and every turn you take, you're just like, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
It's like your brain can't figure
yeah.
it out. You know, you're just like, what?
And you'll
happening?
Be like, you'll be looking at like these formations right in front of you, and then you'll be like, those are the most incredible things I've ever seen. And then you'll just look up, and the ceiling
I
will be covered.
That.
Yeah,
and there would be like these long, they look like icicles.
Yeah,
kind of these
they're
long,
called
pointy
soda straws yeah.
that were like stalactites that were just hanging down jaggedy everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was like your eyes were so filling
yeah,
with
it was.
Information that it was hard to just figure out what was going on. And
yeah.
it was just, and so beautiful that you're just like, oh,
just
yes,
so
I will
beautiful.
Take all of this in.
Yeah. And, you know, you're just seeing, it really does feel like you're on another planet.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in such a good way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is wonderful. Especially when it's like 103 degrees
yeah.
up above. We really
so
didn't
good.
Want to come back out.
It really
We're
felt
like,
good. Yeah. But yeah, also down there is what's really, I think it's fair to call the remnants now of a different
yeah.
era.
We were
of,
there
yeah,
years
15
ago.
Years ago.
15 years
so.
Ago.
Down at
so
that
down
level.
So down at the bottom level.
Where the elevators are used to be a full-service
full,
cafeteria a...
With, like, fries and burgers and all sorts of stuff like that.
Because
like, I know we ate some fries down there.
Yes, definitely. There's, you know, there were desks where you could book guided tours.
Yeah.
There were, like, souvenirs and stuff like that.
I want to say there was, like, an actual post office, too.
Yeah, there was, for sure.
Like, more than just... They have a post box now
right.
that you can throw your postcards in and it'll be stamped that it's from 750 feet below or whatever. But like I'm pretty sure they had an actual post office.
Yeah, I think there was definitely more than just the post box. And the whole thing was built in like 1960s mm-hmm. futuristic concrete.
So it looks awesome.
So it looks amazing. Correctly, they decided that maybe we shouldn't be running deep fryers and ovens and things.
Well, they
down
found
in the cave.
That it was affecting
it was changing the ecology of the cave.
Yeah, it was messing with the chemistry of the cave. So they're like, let's not do this.
Yes.
So they have.
So there's like a cooler with some drinks.
They have a cooler with some drinks. I mean, they have bathrooms and stuff. I mean, things are functioning down there, but they're just not cooking down there
anymore.
Yeah,
and
which
also they've moved.
Scaled it way back.
Yeah, they've scaled it way back. All the tours that you can sign up for are now up at the surface. There's a huge, up at the top, there's a huge, like, museum and gift shop
new.
And all that, which is all new from when we were there last.
Yeah.
One of the great things that they have there, which was true when we went 15 years ago with a totally different dog and now with ours, is they actually have kennels.
They have kennels,
Because it gets real hot.
So hot.
Topside. And
so hot.
It
you
was,
obviously could not leave your dog in the car. But we actually, we're going to be... You know, we knew we were going to be gone for a good chunk of the day, so we wanted to bring her and put her in the kennel there where we knew she would be cool.
Yeah, it's getting real hot in the trailer.
It's just getting hot in the trailer. And also, I worry, you know, if the power went out, then that would be terrible.
That would be a cooked dog.
Yeah, no, no good. So just because we were going to be gone for a long time, we brought her with us, and it was awesome.
It was great.
I mean,
$10.
$10. They put them, I mean, they're...
Just
it's
little
no
dog
frills.
In jail,
they
but,
just
you know.
Go into a crate, basically. But, you know, they give them water, and it's all climate controlled. It's air conditioned and everything.
Yeah.
So they're nice and safe, and you don't have to worry about them. And that was nice because traveling in this extreme heat, even though we
really
have AC, you've got to worry. You know, you got to think about the dog because, you know, obviously we can pop into stores or whatever, but she can't.
But yeah,
so
but
it was,
I was.
So she had to go to doggy jail. She wasn't very happy about it.
But she did
she
fine.
She was okay.
She when
was
you
okay.
put her in a crate, she just kind of curls into
she
a ball
and goes
to
sleep. She just goes to sleep,
But yeah, so down in that on that bottom level, it's funny now because it's like there's sort of like one cashier ringing up drinks.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same
some
kind
tables.
Of bustling
no,
feel
it,
that it did.
And they call it just like the rest area. They don't call it like it used to be sort of like the main
or cafeteria
space.
Or something.
But
I mean, it's still great.
Worth seeing because it's a little wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had eaten before we went, and I'm glad we did because, you know, it had a few sandwiches and stuff, but nothing great. But you can get a drink, you can go to the bathroom, all that stuff. I mean, it's fine.
It's hilarious.
It is
that
funny.
It's there at all.
I know, it is. I was thinking about that today. I was like, they've got plumbing down here. Like, they have flush toilets. Like,
yeah, they probably just flush into a hole somewhere.
I don't know.
You know. Just like a
I don't know.
Subsystem
I don't know
of the cave.
I don't know how they do it, but it's 750 feet below the Earth's surface.
It really, you are
I don't know
far
how they
down.
Do it, but it's wonderful. And we, our older son helped our little guy do a junior ranger badge which it's such a wonderful program that the National Park Service does where they give you your kid a little booklet and they learn about where they are and they have to answer some questions and there's games and like little mazes and things that they draw. And then depending on how old your kid is, you know, our little guy had to do like three, you know, and sometimes you have to do like 12 if you're older. And he really was maybe a little young for it. Like it's probably the sweet spot is like 7, 8, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Four is on the young
four
side.
Four is a little young.
Sure.
And so much so that when he went to do so afterwards, so you keep your workbook and you take it with you hiking around, and then when you're
and like
done,
they worked on it at the tables
they worked
in the little
on it,
rest
yeah.
area, and then
they
we took
on
the
it.
Elevator back up.
Took the elevator
which,
back up.
Fast elevator for going
was actually a
75
really nice
stories.
Elevator.
Yeah.
I don't love elevators, and there were like 50 trillion people trying to smash into the elevator. And I'm like reading the sign that's like 16 people.
Well, you were reading
max.
That sign. I was reading the sign that was like, these elevator shafts were dug in the 1930s. Yeah. And I'm like, oh boy.
I don't love elevators. And we're going up and, you know, 750 feet. So I'm like, but also there's like, So many people that are annoyed because we had to wait a while. They had like half their elevators down, so it was quite a crowd. And I'm thinking, please don't push 50 people into here.
No.
But actually, people were pretty respectful,
and we
survived. It was a decent elevator ride.
But yes, you come up, and if you're doing the Junior Rangers, you go to an actual ranger. And
you
turn
go to
it
the
in,
ranger's
and
like desk.
And this is one thing I've always liked about the Junior Ranger program is they talk directly to the kid that's turning them in. And
to the kid, not the
parents.
You
know, page through the book and have the kid
talk
answers, about stuff.
They
and
ask them questions.
He was so tired.
He walked the whole way.
He walked the whole way without complaint.
I was tired. He didn't complain. Yeah. He did ask a few times, like, when are we going to be done? But he didn't
That was
complain.
Only near the end, though.
Yeah,
you know?
And I mean, so he was just fried.
He was completely
And he was
exhausted.
Confused because he had never done the Junior Ranger thing before. So he was standing there and she's asking him. They ask you questions specific to each park, but then they always ask sort of like
they do like
you
a
to,
swearing in
yeah,
where you
get
have
sworn
to
in
promise
and you have to pledge that you'll be good to the earth and you know to the parks and be a decent human and not litter and things like that. And so she's giving him this, she's basically giving him all the answers and saying like, do you promise to do that? Do you promise? And I just look at him and his face is just like turning slowly into this like frown and his eyes are welling up with tears and I know it's coming like he's just gonna lose it because she asked him to raise his right hand and she's trying to swear him in, which is usually like an adorable thing, which is a great photo op and all that, and our older son loved it, you know, but we didn't start doing that with him until he was probably 6 or 7
at
or
least
something
five.
Four is a little young. Anyway, our little guy just couldn't handle it. And just, she asked him to promise, you know,
to like
be good.
The earth.
And he said,
no.
She's like, yeah. She's like, yes or no. And he's like, no.
And starts
And then starts
wailing.
Bawling. So that's how it ended. But, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. It was, I was having a hard time not laughing.
I
and
totally
I felt
laughed.
Bad, but I was like, that was, it's such a good story. She was like, I've never had a no before. but she
perfect.
Was a good sport about it. Anyway, it's the program we've done all over with our older son, and it's so great. It's so worthwhile.
Yeah,
it's
you
fun.
Get these little plastic.
Yeah,
like,
you get a
Ranger
little. They give you these
pins,
nice little badges that are pinned. Like
he's
you
collected.
Can, he's collected so
few
many
dozen
of them
at this point.
It's really fun. It gives them a way to be engaged.
Yeah.
In a, you know, in another level. And so it's great. Anyway, it was a classic move.
Yeah.
No.
But. To his credit, he really did do great, and
he
really enjoyed
great.
It, actually. He liked
he
looking
did enjoy
at everything
it. He talked about
stuff,
it. But he was a little nervous because I think he's afraid of the bats, but, you know, once he realized that they were
they
asleep and they weren't going to be coming out. Anyway, it was fun. It was wonderful.
It
really
was.
Is one of my favorite places on Earth, and if you're ever in this part of the country,
you got to go.
Well, worth a stop.
Even not if you're,
even if
plan a trip
It's here. 56 degrees there year-round, so no matter when you go, it's very
it's
pleasant.
Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really it. By the time we got back, everyone was tired. We kind of all checked out for a bit and ate some food.
We have a joke called the heat devil. Right?
Yeah. The heat devil.
The heat devil, because in the afternoon, we all get a little crabby because the heat just kind of gets to you. And last night, Dan
was
possessed.
Last night, the heat devil was
the heat
fully
devil.
In me. I was so cranky.
Was
I was just
so
a
crabby.
Complete crouch.
We all knew it, though. We were giving you some room, and we were all cranky in our own ways. But yeah, the heat devil started hitting us at dinner.
Yeah.
Tonight, everyone started getting short and just crabby and just irritated. And, you know, we have to remind ourselves that the heat devil is around.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep the heat devil at bay by going to take a shower
now. Speaking of the heat devil, let's back inside.
Definitely.
I think it's down to 96 now.
Is it really? Oh man.
96.
Chilling.
Woo.
Man, that's nice.
Anyway,
all right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Diller, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com.
If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road.